For WCYB Digital Radio, I'm Paul John Spaulding, here with Steve Morgan, the editor-in-chief of Cybercrime Magazine. We've had the pleasure of having Steve Wozniak, the co-founder of Apple, on our podcast twice. He's come on to reminisce about his early days with Steve Jobs, as well as the RSA conference and how conferences are important for the cybersecurity community. Steve, it was a treat to see Benzinga's story where they shared Woz's tweet, and that was about our first podcast we did with him. First of all, tell us what it was like to have Woz on and why it's cool to see it in another media property.
So Woz is an icon, and I think I told you, Paul, after we interviewed him, this was last year. I mean, I guess I could retire now because, you know, there's no one who I'd rather interview than Woz. Mm. I mean, he's, you know, the ultimate. To have him on twice, well, you know, that's it. Now I could really retire. But don't worry, everybody. You're stuck with me for a little while longer. But it was great to have Woz. You know, he took us back in time and, you know, he was talking about phone phreaking and, you know, where hacking originated. And he, you know, shared with us how he got involved. And, you know, I remember him saying, if I had to, you know, quote one thing, and he said so many, he said, "I had tricks in there that I never equaled in my Apple designs." And he was referring to the digital blue boxes that he had developed. So, you know, I learned a lot about the history of hacking that I wasn't aware of. And then I was so happy to see it in Benzinga because they have a huge audience, 25 million readers a month. So, you know, the story got out there to, you know, a much larger audience than we have.
I think the one thing I wanted to focus on for this is, and the reason we bring up Benzinga is, Woz is someone that kind of crosses over into the general audience appeal. And I think that's more so for some of our other more niche topics. We don't always get those large audiences, and that's not always what we're looking for, to be quite honest. But with Woz, we are looking for, hey, this is like our cyber spokesperson in a way for some topics. What do you think about that, Steve? I don't know.
Well, Benzinga is, you know, read by a lot of investors. They're a market watcher. You know, I probably describe them as having more to do with business and finance than anything else. Of course, they do cover technology. Obviously, they, you know, covered this story, but it definitely crosses over. It definitely, you know, reaches boardroom executives and CEOs and executives, you know, up and down the ladder who aren't necessarily in tech. You know, it exposes us to a much larger audience, and I think they're intrigued by it. I'm sure that's why Benzinga ran the story.
Absolutely. Steve, is there anything else you want to share before we go? It could be about Woz. It could be about the cybersecurity industry. It could be a bit about what he told us about RSA when we had him on during the RSA conference. He wasn't there, but he did come on with us remotely. Just curious what you think.
So I point everybody to the podcast itself. Just do a Google search on Steve Wozniak, Cybercrime Magazine. You'll see it come up. And to your point, Paul, I was really intrigued with what Woz had to say about ChatGPT, artificial intelligence, the dangers it poses to society, why he signed a letter in opposition of its ongoing development for, you know, a 6-month period so that we could all just kind of hit the pause button and think about, whoa, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
So although he touched on so many different topics, I really, you know, was very interested in what he had to say on that.
Steve, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your thoughts.
Thank you, Paul.
To follow all of our media, go to cybercrimemagazine.com.